It's crazy though, isn't it? The little mindset tweaks and the little things that we added in, and then all of a sudden 6 weeks, 12 weeks in, you look back and you go, oh wow, the little things that I do with your mind every single day make the biggest difference.
It's crazy. Breaking up with the scale was my big thing. I would weigh myself 3 times a day, and Caitlin's like, okay, this week we're going to work on not doing that because it's not helping you. So that was a process, but just the whole shifting of mindset. Why do I need to know every day? Your weight fluctuates. That's a natural thing. So it's been a journey, that's for sure.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
All right. So we are on with, I'm just going to call you Jenna because that's how I know you.
It works with me. That's what I go by anyway. So it's like,
it works. It's just fine. I just get so confused though, because Caitlin will be like, Genevieve has a question. I'm like, who's Genevieve? I'm like, I don't know
what everybody does. But if I have to like sign up for something though, I have to use my legal name. So that's why it's like always in there as that. So that's why I'm like, people are like, Genevieve. I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll go with that.
Okay, that makes sense. I do have to say, like, I totally forgot that was your legal name, because when I saw the call come through, I sat there for a really long time going, who's
Jenna? Like, who is this?
Like, I don't know her. Because on the bottom, I was like, Leah used to teach me piano. I'm like, no, I didn't. I've never taught a Genevieve.
That cracked me up. I know. I was like, oh, she didn't reply. I must have like creeped her out. And then I was like, oh, I don't think she knows me as Genevieve. So
I don't at all. So I was very confused. But anyways, whether we want to call you Genevieve or Jenna.
Whatever you're feeling in the moment. So kind of
whatever we're going with. I guess if you're in trouble, we'll call you Genevieve.
My mom does, so it works.
But we wanted to talk about her experience going through hormone reset program and why she joined, because you are on the end of like one of our younger set of clientele. Like, we had, I think the youngest that we've ever had was 18. So you're still sitting on the lower end there. I love it that you are paying attention to your health that this young, because now you have like the rest of your life to feel good versus exactly. Coming over here in your 30s and your 40s going, oh, for the past 30, 40 years, I felt horrible.
Exactly. So, that's why I was like, I want to have a fun life and not be miserable. So I need to get this figured out.
Let's get on it. So what made you book the call? What made you be like, I'm interested in this? Like, what happened with the buildup of symptoms?
So I booked the call the day of a doctor's appointment that I had. So I went in for migraines that I was having every day, like nonstop. And it was terrible. I couldn't function, but I was still having to go to work because I work in healthcare. So it was like, you can't call in, like you're going to work regardless of how bad you feel. And my periods were terrible. And so I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And I went to the doctor and she said, oh yeah, you're 21. That's normal for your age. And she was like, I'm going to diagnose you with chronic migraines. And I'm sitting there like, she's like, I'm waiting for the punchline. Like, this has got to be a joke. And she's like, I'm going to send in 3 prescriptions for you. And, you know, you can try the one. If it doesn't work, you can try the next one. And if that one doesn't work, fall back on the last one. And I'm like sitting there like, she's serious. And so I left and I was furious. And my mom's like, well, maybe try the meds, like just try one and see if it works, because maybe you'll finally get relief from your migraine. So I was like, okay. So I tried the one medication and it was awful. It didn't take away the migraine, and instead it caused like major depression. And so that's when I was like, it was that day. I was like, I'm looking up like the hormone reset program because I follow you on Instagram. So I'm like always seeing all of your things pop up, and I'm like, I'm going to do it eventually. And that was the straw. I was like, I have to get this figured out, because the meds weren't working. Nothing was working. And I was taking Excedrin like every day just to be able to function. So that was what drew me over the edge. I was like, I got to get my health figured out because this is not what it should be.
Yeah. I don't even know how you went to work with migraines, if I'm being completely honest, because I am not really a migraine person. When I get sick, when I have like symptoms, headaches are typically not one of them. And I have gotten them like 5 times in my entire life. And I'm okay with that. Like, I would like to keep it that way. But
keep it at that number.
Yeah, we don't need to go over. But I will tell you that the times I have gotten them, you're just incapacitated. You just sit there and you're like, don't make noise. Nobody make noise.
Exactly. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Let me just get my job done and go home.
You don't want to eat. You don't want to drink. Like, light hurts. Anybody like asking you a question hurts. Like, everything hurts. And so I don't even know how you were going day after day with that. I know that was your major symptom. Did you have anything else going on that you were like, oh, it's like normal, whatever?
Yeah. So the appointment was for migraines as well as unexplained bruising. So I had all of these random bruises over my legs, and I didn't know what was causing them. So I'm talking to the doctor about them, and she's like, oh, like maybe you're sitting on hard surfaces. And I was like in the last 3 months, I'm just all of a sudden like unable to sit on a hard surface. And she's like, wow, that's normal. And I'm like, this is not normal. And I'm like showing her pictures because I had taken pictures of all of them. Like, I'm like, these aren't normal. They were just getting bigger and like super ugly colors. And I'm like now I'm having to wear like stuff to cover up my legs because the bruising looks terrible. And she's like, well, that's normal. Like, we'll check your vitamin K and see if maybe you have some sort of deficiency. And then I got all my labs back and she's like, all your labs are normal. Your iron's a little bit low, so take iron. And I'm like, that's what everybody says, but I was taking iron consistently. So I was like, eventually I'm going to hit a point where they're like, you're taking too much iron, which is what happened when I got my protocol back. And my coach was like, you need to stop taking iron because you have such a high like level. And I was like, yeah, I could see that because I was taking it like it was candy.
Like, I'm trying to get it up. What's going on?
Exactly.
Yeah. Iron is so, so tricky because typically, like, when we see low iron, it's not because you aren't eating enough iron. It's an absorption issue. So it's like stomach acid, copper dysregulation. Like, we have to dive a little bit deeper. Plus, like, a lot of times iron supplementation makes people constipated. So that's fun side effect when you're like, I already feel gross.
So you're just like miserable all over.
Yeah. So great, great experience. So tell me a little bit about your experience going through hormone reset program. Because I know like, cause I was looking through, Caitlin's notes, who's Caitlin is your touch point coach. When we got her, your HTMA, and she was like, Leah, we have to get her to eat more food. I'm like, I know. She goes, no, you don't understand. And so tell me about your experience of like, we drastically changed a lot with you with nutrition right away.
So much. It was so like, I'm just going to be honest. It was so overwhelming. And I remember messaging Caitlin and being like, I can't do this. Like, I can't eat this much food. And because I was going from like eating one meal a day to if even that, because I really, really struggled with eating anyway. And so it was like going from that to like, here, eat these mass amounts of food because you want to get, you know, your protein in. And I was like telling my mom, I was like, I can't do this. She's like, you're doing this. So figure it out. I'm like, okay. But it was incredibly overwhelming. Like, that's the only word I have for it. I just remember being like meal prepping. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I went to the store and I'm like at Trader Joe's and I'm like getting all this like organic stuff. And I like took a picture of my cart and I posted on the group and I was like, my carts never look like this. Like, this is so weird for me. Like, all of these like veggies and like healthy things. And I'm just like, this isn't me. I don't know what's happening. But I mean, the first like month, I will say, was the hardest because I didn't know what I was doing. And it was also like, I already struggled with eating to begin with. And then going from like, okay, eat a ton to, and then a whole, like my first month, I was just like, I'm going to gain so much weight. Like, I know it. I'm eating all of this food and I'm going to gain weight. And then it was actually the exact opposite effect. And I'm telling my mom, like, I'm eating so much and my weight is going down. Like, what in the world? She's like, see, I told you you needed to eat more.
Sometimes you need an outside perspective. So eating is a really big one. I feel like if you're someone that's struggled with eating and been kind of on a weight loss journey for a really long time, I think that's something that's really tricky to navigate because it's like your insides are screaming at you. You can't do this. You can't do this. Like, this has been, you know, a fact of life for the longest time. Like, you eat more food, you gain weight, we're on this cycle. So tell me a little bit about, because I know that like you talked with Caitlin a lot about like how to like build up the food and how to like make it sustainable and how to do all that. So what was that process kind of like for you? Was there a tool that you found that we utilized that was really useful for you?
I would say just, you know, I loved the support. Like I always had someone there if I had questions. That was amazing. And, you know, I never ate breakfast before. I mean, it's been years since I was eating breakfast. And that was like so hard. I'm messaging Caitlin and I'm like, I can't eat breakfast. Like, I just don't like eating breakfast. I don't want to eat breakfast. And she's like, okay, start slow. So like maybe start with like some yogurt or a couple, like 3 eggs, 4 eggs, something like that. Start slow and build it up. She's like, it's going to take a little while for your appetite to come back. And then like it did. It was so weird. I'm like waking up in the morning, I'm like, actually, like I could eat. Like, what is going on? Which was so great because, you know, I had that support and I had just, it was never, there was never a moment where I felt like I was being pushed into something I didn't want to do or I was being rushed. Like it was on my time. And I loved that because if I wasn't comfortable eating the full amount, like getting the full amount of protein that she wanted me to get, she was like, okay, well for this week, just go for this goal. And then after that, we'll build it up. And I was like, okay, perfect. And that helped me so much, just slow and steady to get up to the goal that I'm supposed to be reaching.
Mm-hmm. I think that having an accountability person is one of the biggest things of success for people, because it's one thing to like be able to ask questions whenever you want, but it's another thing to have somebody checking in on you every couple of days and being like, hey, what are you doing? How's it going? Like, what have you been implementing? This is what you said you were going to do. Is this what you exactly are doing?
Are you doing it?
Yeah, because it keeps you honest. And mm-hmm. I know that looking through the meals and the blood sugar balance was such a massive, massive shift for you, because it's not necessarily about eating less or avoiding foods. It's just crowding things out.
That's what was so strange though, because so I had been on diet since I was 12 years old and I'm 21 now. So like switching from like keto was the big thing. So it was like no carbs, nothing. So then I'm getting all of these potatoes or like, and I'm like, I am not eating a potato. Like that is so many carbs. And I'm like freaking out. And I just remember like looking at it on my plate because Caitlin was like, well, maybe try like, you know, a baked potato or like chopping up a potato, putting it with this. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, no, I'm not. And I'm sitting there staring at it on my plate like, this has got so many carbs. I'm going to gain like 2 pounds just eating that little potato that I have on my plate. But that was my mindset because of all of the diets I did all throughout those years, like struggling so hard to lose weight. My entire mindset was like, carbs are so bad. And then I'm like seeing other people's meals they're posting and I'm like, look at all those carbs. And then I start eating like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm losing weight. Maybe I should like shut up about what I don't know.
Carbs, they're so good for our thyroid. If you are not cycle syncing your cycle with functional mushrooms, honestly, I think you're missing out on something that is incredibly easy to do and seems to have incredible benefits. So this is definitely something new, and I want you to go, you can go back and listen to a whole episode where I dive deep into this. It's episode 173, where we talk about functional mushrooms for hormone balance. But I have seen just clients that are already doing all of these things with their basics in terms of stress management and blood sugar balance and the correct protocol they need. And they've been utilizing functional mushrooms. So that's not even new to them. But then what they do is they have been cycling them based on the different needs of the hormones at different phases of the cycle. And it's just been incredible. I mean, better and stronger ovulations, longer luteal phases, better progesterone levels. I mean, literally, and it's been so cool to see. So you guys know I use Aversio Wellness mushrooms and you can't pry them out of my cold, dark, dead hands. I'm still like in shock. I can't believe that it's only been 1 year of using them because I just can't imagine my life without them. Anyways, the reason why I love them so much is because they are certified organic. They use fruiting body only. Their certificate of analysis is on their website. But you guys, the strength. So to actually get the dosage of a functional mushroom, you need to be hitting about 4,000 milligrams typically for each one of these mushrooms. This is what the dosage is that is shown on the studies. So you're over here taking reishi and you go, okay, it's certified pure, it's fruiting body
And then you go, I'm not sure why I'm not noticing these differences. And then you look at the dosage and you realize you're only taking 250 milligrams, maybe 500 milligrams if you're lucky. That's not anywhere close to 4,000. And so then that same mushroom supplement, you would have to take a bajillion pills, and nobody wants to do that. And that gets expensive really, really fast. But Aversio Wellness just saw my need. Okay, they weren't created specifically for me, but sometimes I feel like that. And they have a high extraction ratio. So I can take one capsule of their reishi and reach a therapeutic dosage. One, and you notice the differences. So I would highly recommend if you go to AversioWellness.com and you go to their sets. So you can go to the sets and you can look and see which set goes with which phase of your cycle. And I highly recommend starting this. So if you are only going to start with supporting one phase for right now, that's totally fine. Go pick the set that aligns with that. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I would highly recommend choosing maybe the Awaken set. Maybe it's my favorite. I think it would be really, really supportive of your follicular and ovulation. So I think you'll love it. So go to AversioWellness.com. That's E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com and use the coupon code Leah to save 15% on every order.
So what about the mindset shift did you have to go through? I know we were going and giving you lots of some brain rewiring hacks and subconscious reprogramming to really start to shift the beliefs around worthiness and food and how it impacts health. And so how was that for you? Where you're like, this is wildly weird.
It was okay. I will say, I was like, this is kind of strange. But honestly, I cannot believe how much my mindset has changed to where when I eat a meal, I'm not guilting myself like afterwards being like, you shouldn't have eaten, like you don't deserve food. I think that was my main mindset, was like, until you're healthy weight or like skinny, you don't deserve to eat. And now I'm like, no, my body needs this fuel so I can keep being the amazing person that I am. So that was like an entire shift to be like, if I want to, you know, accomplish my goals in life, I have to have myself have like, I have to give myself energy. And I do that by giving my body good food. So it was like that whole shift. I just remember being like, what happened to me? Like, this is not me. But it's great because I see it in like my family members and different friends that have my mindset prior to like not eating anything, or they skip breakfast or just eat one meal a day. And I'm like, that's so bad for you. I did that too. And it did not have the effect that you think it's going to have.
Yeah, the old mindset. But it's crazy though, isn't it? Like the little mindset tweaks and the little things that we added in. And then all of a sudden, you know, 6 weeks, 12 weeks in, you look back and you go, oh, wow. Like the little things that I do with your mind every single day make the biggest difference.
It really does. Like, it's crazy. And I know breaking up with the scale was like my big thing. Like I would weigh myself like 3 times a day, just constant. After every meal, I would have to weigh myself. And Caitlin's like, okay, like this week we're going to work on not doing that because she's like, it's not helping you. And I'm like, okay, so that was a process. But again, just the whole shifting of mindset, like, why do I need to know every day? And you know, your weight fluctuates. That's a natural thing. So yeah, it's been a journey. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think that breaking up with the scale, and not, I don't think everybody needs to break up with the scale. It kind of depends on really how your mind views it. But it's unfortunate that like if we have been struggling with that for a really long time, what happens is that we feel a certain way about our weight. We feel a certain way about our day. And then we get on the scale to punish ourselves, be like, see, you do suck. Like this
is right. You are a failure. Exactly. Yeah. It's so true. That's like exactly what happens.
And it just spirals. And I tell people, it's like, you may spend what, 2 minutes in the morning going, sitting up and visualizing the positive thing that you want to happen. But then the rest of the day, you're rehearsing all of the negative thoughts and negative mindset and just proving yourself right in that area. And so when people say, oh no, I'm really trying to work on my mindset around this, it's like, well, consciously, you probably are, but throughout the day, subconsciously, you're just keeping the same programming.
Exactly.
And it gets really tricky. And that's where the pattern interrupt. And that's why we talk so much about the subconscious reprogramming, because that's running the show for like 90% of us. Well, pretty much all of us, but 90% of us will admit it, I guess I will say. So let's talk about some of your results. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I will say the headaches aren't gone completely yet. Throwing in the yet, because I know they're going to be. I mean, I'm down 14 pounds, so that's pretty amazing.
It is
so crazy.
I'm trying to like mentally calculate. You're only like 14 weeks in. We haven't even done a retest for you.
No, we haven't. And I'm so excited to see what that shows, because I can't wait. I'm like, yes, I just want to see how far I've come. But so headaches aren't gone completely, but I have less of them. So now that I'm charting like what part of my cycle I'm in, I can kind of gauge like when they're coming more during certain phases. So that's nice. But I have yet to have like a painless period. But I talked to Caitlin about that. I was kind of like, I was heard after like 90 days, you're supposed to have one. And she was like, not for everybody. You know, you're wanting to redo 20 years of whatever damage you've done to your body in like this many weeks. It's going to take time. And I was like, okay, like as long as I know it's coming, that's fine. So yeah. I'm actually getting to where I'm like excited for my periods, because I'm like, maybe this one will be the one.
It's like your report card. How did I do? Tell me.
I'm like, maybe I did good. Like, it's finally, my body's finally shifting and healing, and I'll finally have one that's like not as bad, but.
Yeah.
And no bruising. Yeah. Bruising is gone. So that's amazing.
That was a relatively easy fix. I won't give away that secret, but that was one of the easiest things to fix. When I saw that, I was like, I know what that problem is.
Well, now I feel like I'm being cheated. I want to know the secret.
Oh. Well, I mean, you have it, but I won't share the secret with everybody. What I love about this. So I talked with Madison last week, who was in a similar boat with you. And it took her until her sixth cycle to get her painless period. And she was like, okay, so I noticed, she was just like you. She's like, I noticed an improvement here. And I noticed an improvement here on my next cycle. And then my next cycle, I was noticing an improvement here. But she's like, where's my painless period? But she's like, I have all of this positivity like happening in my health. So I'm like, okay, I know I'm on the right path. And then she got to the sixth cycle and she goes, I couldn't believe it. Like it actually happened. And she's a little bit younger like you, not quite as young, but there's so much inflammation, because she was in a similar bout of like having tried so many things for so long that there's a lot to move through with that. And so I would be concerned if we weren't seeing like improvement in all the areas and be like, okay, we're not on the right path. But when we see the improvement in the areas, it gives us, you fall in love with the journey, you know, because you're like, oh, I'm actually feeling better. I'm actually having energy. I'm actually having less headaches. I'm actually doing this. This is working, versus kind of just, I want to lose 5 pounds now. And then if you don't,
gratification. Yeah.
And it just, health, like building something sustainable. There's a reason why the program's 6 months, you know, like we want to make sure that those habits are purely ingrained in you, that you feel really confident taking them out. I would love to know what went through your head when you got your first HTMA analysis test.
Oh, you mean like when I got it back and I'm listening to the video?
Yeah.
I was freaking out, because I'm like, okay, so I got it. And my mom, who was like very adamant that I do this program, she was big support. Like, you're going to do this. It's going to be great. I'm going to hold you accountable. Like that whole thing. So I get it. I'm like, okay, we're going to watch this together. Like we're going to, and she's sitting at the kitchen table and her eyes are just like popping. She's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, she's like, I'm so grateful that you did this before it got worse. Because everything was like borderline on insulin resistance, or like could be going into diabetes, and my thyroid was super off, and it was just going even like heading in a terrible direction. And she was like, I'm so thankful that you did this, because if you had waited longer, she was like, you would have had all these health problems. You would have been put on all this medication. And I'm like, I'm thankful too, but at the same time, super overwhelmed, because what is going on with my body? Like,
yeah. And for anybody who's very confused about that, HTMA testing is very different than blood testing. So Like, we weren't looking at her glucose levels. We weren't looking at her thyroid levels. We could have done that if we wanted to. But when we look at hair tissue mineral analysis, we're looking more at that cellular level. And basically, when you think about blood, it always wants to stay at homeostasis. So it pulls and pushes the minerals in and out of the tissue and hair. So we see patterns in the hair before we would see them in the blood. And what we were noticing is that at cellular level, her body was really trending towards insulin resistant, was not using glucose effectively. We were seeing some issues with like adrenals not having the support that they need. We saw that even if your thyroid levels were fine at a glandular level, at a cellular level, you had none of the minerals needed to utilize the thyroid hormone, which is not uncommon. We see this a lot, but I will say that I don't often see it with clients so young, because it's like you haven't had as much time to throw things off, which again, why it's so, I'm so glad you did it now versus like, it's much, 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 much harder to reverse when we're at that glandular level and you're looking at thyroid medication and you're like, oh, I'm actually pre-diabetic. That it's so much harder to shift that. So yay for you, basically.
I know. I'm happy. I'm like, whew, got in just in time. I'm going to get this all figured out. Like, I'm going to be so healthy. I have my life ahead of me. Like, it's all good.
I think one of the biggest like shifts for you though was how you viewed food and how you viewed yourself.
That is honestly so true. And it came also because I feel like once I finally like started healing myself, you know, like inside me, not my body and things, just how I viewed things and how I treated myself, the shift from how other people treat you after that is insane. And they start noticing something's different about you. It's not weight loss. It's just your whole attitude and your perspective to life. They see it and they're like, have you been doing something? Like, are you taking something? Like, what's your secret? And I'm like, girl, let me tell you.
I rewired my brain.
Exactly. And you should too, because you got to figure out what's going on.
It makes such a difference when you like step into that. Actually, you know, I'm worth this. Like, and I think really painful period people and migraine people tend to sit into the category of type A personality.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
I'm like, you wouldn't be that, would you?
Yeah, guilty, unfortunately.
Because you are very much like, I have to control every aspect. I have to be on top of every aspect. Everything has to be something that I can have control over and be able to change around if need be. I can't say no to things. Like, my worthiness as a person is how many check marks I got for the day. Like, yep. And we all these measurements of things. And then we're these big, big, big people pleasers that don't know how to say no. And you know what migraines and period cramps do? They make you slow down.
And then you feel even more worthless because you have no control over that. And so then you're just like, I have to try even harder. And it's just this never ending vicious cycle.
It is. But your body is trying to give you rest in the way that it knows how. So it keeps throwing the pebbles like, hey, hey, hey. And then it's like, okay, now I'm going to throw a boulder because you're not listening to me.
Exactly. It's like, shut up and listen, honey.
So I know I talk about the brain rewiring so much, but there's a reason why. It makes such a difference because when we can shift how we feel about ourselves and what we think we're capable of and what we think we're worthy of, then our healing can really take place. Because it's like, if we think our worthiness is based on a number on a scale or how many check marks we got throughout the day or what people say, we're always going to feel less than, which is never like a great feeling, which it plays a really big role. So even though I feel like every single person with the type A personality that comes in goes, I don't need that. I don't need to relax, Leah. I'm not stressed. That's not my problem. And I'm like, okay.
I know. You're like, okay. Yeah, sure, hon. Sure. No, it's so true.
That's okay. do it anyway. You don't have to like it while you're doing it, but I still want you to do it.
Exactly. But I don't think people put enough, you know, they don't understand how much your mind matters. Like getting yourself on board with yourself, basically. And if you don't do that, you're just hitting a wall constantly because you're not changing any of your negative ways that you view yourself or you feel about yourself or any, you don't really want to change anything because your mind keeps telling you like, no, it's fine. So your body's like, okay, well, it said it's fine. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
It is, but we are breaking it, so it's okay.
Yeah, we are.
So what would you say to the woman who is on the other side, like prior to HRP, who's like, okay, I want to feel better, but I don't know if this would be a good fit for me. I don't know if I would see those results. What would you say to her?
Do it. Like, I felt the same way. And I kept telling myself, it's not going to work. It's going to be another rabbit hole I've gone down. But just do it, honestly, especially because your program offers a guarantee. So it's not like if it doesn't work, you're guaranteed. And there's no reason for you to not do it. I mean, everything is, it's so perfect. You have coaching one-on-one, you have group calls, meetings, all of that stuff to keep you on track, to help you. And whenever you have a problem that you're like, this isn't working, nothing, you know, if it's not getting better, it's getting worse, they're there to help you, you know? And that's what was so amazing to me, because you're never alone. You always have somebody there to back you up. And the whole program is amazing. I'm still in it. So I'm like, it was. No, just kidding. I still got, I got months to go. But I, yeah, highly recommend.
Well, I appreciate you hopping on. If anybody wants to learn about when our next round is, or you want to share your story, because Jenna did mention that guarantee, we like to hear your story before you join. We want to make sure we can actually help you. We want to know your symptoms. So I would highly recommend going and booking a consult call. So you can go to bit.ly/HRP free call and you can grab it there.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.